Provenance Labs.
AI synthesized research for decision makers.
Here is something you do not see every day in pharma publishing. A venue assessment that confirms the venue is nearly perfect before you even make the pitch. Clinical leader for the Luminate RWE series. The audience fit is surgically precise. The editorial infrastructure explicitly supports multi-part series. And paper one is already live on the platform. It all lines up.
Right. And here is why that matters. Luminate is preparing a 6-part series on real-world evidence capability building, moving from data generation to organizational execution. The question was not just what to say, but where to say it. Clinical leaders, core readership, clinical operations professionals, regulatory strategists, trial design leaders at sponsor companies and CROs. Those are the exact decision makers who need to hear that RWE capability requires execution architecture, not just more data tools. That kind of precision audience fit is genuinely rare in trade publishing.
The most important finding is audience alignment, and the evidence is overwhelming. Clinical Leader describes its community as spanning large and small sponsor companies, emerging biopharma, CROs, and clinical trial sites. Their members work in clinical operations, vendor selection and supervision, site management, patient relations, and regulatory compliance. They cover the entire trial lifecycle from design through execution. The Luminate series argues that organizations need workforce activation, collaborative learning ecosystems, and governance maturity. This is not abstract theory. These are the people building and running clinical development programs. They live inside these operational realities every day. The series speaks their language at every level.
What I find compelling is the editorial infrastructure. Clinical Leader is not a standalone blog. It sits inside Life Science Connect, a 40-year-old B2B media company that deliberately segments its specialized audience communities instead of chasing broad circulation numbers. Their guest expert submission guidelines explicitly state they will work with authors to convert long-form content into multi-part series. They promise prominent homepage placement, dedicated newsletter features, and cross-promotion across their network of life science publications. And here is the key detail for thought leadership credibility. They reject vendor-authored content entirely. No marketing roles. No business development. That editorial gatekeeping means the series' independent argument about organizational capability, not technology procurement, lands with full credibility.
So where does that leave us? The evidence landscape confirms that RWE is sustained editorial territory on Clinical Leader. At least 7 distinct articles on real-world evidence have appeared on the platform since 2018. The most recent piece, from April 2026, declares that RWE has reached an inflection point. Regulators are embracing it. Data sources are expanding rapidly. And the clincher, paper one of the Luminate series is already published on Clinical Leader. The editorial team already vetted it and put it live. This is not a cold pitch. It is an expansion of an existing, validated editorial relationship that eliminates the core risk of any venue strategy.
The recommended next move is clear. Pitch the full 6-part series architecture to Clinical Leader's editorial team, Dan Schell and Abby Prock. Use the published paper one as your proof of concept. Present the monthly cadence and the golden thread from diagnostic through governance to synthesis. Consider secondary syndication for the later papers at venues like PharmaVoice down the road. But secure Clinical Leader first. The fit is too specific and too strong to leave on the table.
That is the Provenance Labs deep dive.
Full brief and slide deck are in the vault. Thanks for listening.